We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all mercy, you satisfy all our needs. You prosper and defend us. All of our coming and going is guided and guarded by you. Bless us evermore, dear Lord, as we have eyes of thanksgiving and voices of joy at the name of our Heavenly Father. In Christ we pray. Amen. For our devotion, we turn to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from the captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. The word of the Lord. He had finished high school and was celebrating his 18th birthday. His father died, so he thought he'd step into the family business. Jehoiakim was crowned king of Judah. He held down that job for 3 whole months. The Lord sent King Nebuchadnezzar in to capture him and haul him back to Babylon, along with nobles, craftsmen, and an army. They also made off with all the treasury in the temple. Nebuchadnezzar then appointed Zedekiah to be the puppet king in Judah. 9 years later, Zedekiah rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, and the armies of Babylon returned and encircled Jerusalem. For 2 years, they locked down the city. No one in or out. Finally, the Babylonians attacked the starving Israelites, an easy conquer. With chains around their neck, they walked all the way to Babylon and into a life of slavery. The Babylonians burnt Jerusalem to the ground and tore down their walls. The Israelites lost their homeland and their farms, their freedom and their wealth, their good name, and now it was up to their captives whether their members of their family would be sold and separated forever. 100 years earlier, God had warned, had promised that this day of judgment would be coming if they did not repent and turn back to him. For 100 years, the people of Judah laughed. Oh, we are a great nation. We can do whatever we want to. Nothing is going to happen to us. The Israelites refused to repent of their sins, and God took everything that was precious in this world away from them, except himself. This is a warning, America. False prophets had a plan for the Israelites in exile. Their plan was to revolt against the Babylonian government. Certainly God couldn't possibly want us to be dominated by this godless heathen nation of people. But God sent his prophet, Jeremiah, as his messenger to the people in captive in a foreign country. His prophet told the people God's message. I have a plan for you, declares the Lord. God has a plan for us? Wow, how exciting. Wow. His words are full of promise. God has a plan for us. God has not abandoned us. This is good news. Those days were dark and bitter, but the Lord has a plan for us. They were eager to hear what this plan was. This Thanksgiving, we have many reasons to celebrate and praise our Lord. Our refrigerators are bulging, our closets overflowing, and the stock market is soaring. King Solomon, in all of his splendor, never had a car in his garage or a phone in his pocket. But this Thanksgiving, we lift heart and voices for many more reasons than just that. God's Son has come to be our Savior. We are the children of God. And in these dark and bitter days, we give thanks. The Lord has a plan for us. The first part of God's plan for the Israelites might have shocked them, actually. Build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. What? Isn't this supposed to be like the day of the judges, where God just comes down from his throne in heaven and fights for his people and frees them from overwhelming forces? God's people need to listen to what God is saying and not to the false prophets. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. It is the Lord who carried his people into slavery. Give thanks. The Lord's plan is to discipline his people. The only reason these Israelites were in slavery is because they refused to repent for worshiping false gods. Was God just supposed to let that continue? They did not think it was worthwhile to keep the Lord as the number one in their hearts and lives. Before they condemned the godlessness of the Babylonians, perhaps they should have looked at their own godlessness. God disciplined them so that he would not lose them forever. Do we feel like captives with chains around our necks? Other people deciding what we can do and where we can go? Prisoners in our own homes? Does today's America seem anything like the America that we grew up in? The American Babylon seems so foreign, so heavy, so dangerous. Maybe we should rebel against the authorities. God told the Israelites to settle in, obey, pray for their pagan rulers, and seek peace. America has hard times because Americans have hard hearts. What would we expect God to do with a people who lust for wholesale sex and then kill their babies by the millions? Does God lift up or tear down citizens who are awash in drugs and alcohol, who destroy the innocent and protect the guilty, who lie and cheat in their homework assignments, in their marriages, in their businesses, and in their government, and who do whatever it takes in order to get whatever they want? What is God to do with Christian churches that preach lies in His name? Are they less condemned for leading God's people astray than the false prophets of the Old Testament? Satan destroys Christian lives when he convinces us to adopt the pagan pleasures to be our own, or convinces us to be anarchists who revolt with righteous indignation against the government that God has placed over us. Give thanks to the Lord. The Lord has a plan for us. The Lord's plan is to discipline His people. Yes, thank God for His loving discipline. The Lord disciplines those He loves. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who are trained by it. Do Christians everywhere feel God's heavy hand of discipline? Today is the day for all of God's people to repent of our disobedience and to cling to our Savior. Today, we Christians thank the Lord for His discipline, for keeping us close to Him, for bathing us in His forgiveness. But there is more to God's plan for these exiled Israelites. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Give thanks. The Lord's plan is to deliver His people. The prophet Daniel was a teenager when these Israelites were dragged off into Babylon. Daniel counted down the years. And in that 70th year, he asked the Lord whether this was the year that he was going to fulfill his promise and bring them back to Jerusalem. That very year, God moved pagan King Cyrus to pay the Israelites to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. During those 70 years, the Israelites held on to God's promise that He was going to prosper them and not harm them, to give them hope and a future. Why, even in this pagan land, the Israelites prospered. Their hope and their future all revolved around the Savior coming to pay for their sins. Their future was not determined by themselves, by their ability to make money, or by the world around them. God took everything in this world away from them so that He could give them the treasure that lasts for all eternity, Jesus and His atoning blood. We exist only because of God's enormous love for us. We are who we are, the children of God, only because of God's enormous love for us. In this hopeless world, we have enduring hope only because of God's continual love for us. And we have a future. We have a future because our Lord brought the Israelites back to Jerusalem so that He could fulfill His plan of salvation. Jesus was born on that first dark and hard Christmas morning. How can we enter into a Christmas celebration without hope springing anew in our hearts? Jesus lived for us and died for us so that we are not hauled off into slavery by our sin and death, into the land of hell. Satan is not our master. Our future is found in our Savior, Jesus, and in his wounds. God is creating our future right before our eyes, and he has a future in heaven sealed for us in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord also plans for us. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. While our unbelieving world has no one to trust and nowhere to go, the children of God run to their Heavenly Father. That's what children do. Give thanks. The Lord gives himself to all who seek him. Listen. Listen, God's children, to your Father's voice. Pray. Pray, brothers and sisters, to Jesus, to the one who holds us in the palm of his hand. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him with all your heart, and he promises that we will find him. He will come and dwell in our hearts and in our lives. We seek him and find him in every word that comes from the mouth of God. He lifts us up and fills us with truth and grace, peace and strength. What a contrast there will be between the children of light and these hard and bitter times. Renewed, restored, and forgiven, we will move from grace to grace, continually blessed by our Savior. Like the rise and fall of Babylon and Rome, America has risen. Will we see it fall? We have an eternal future sealed by God's grace. Rejoice and give thanks. The Lord has a plan for us. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all glory, we give you thanks and praise, for you have brought us to a spacious land of your goodness and grace. Be with us and fill our hearts with thanksgiving and confidence that your eye is still upon us, your ear is still open to our prayer. Come to us, dear Lord, that we might be lifted up and rejoice in our eternal salvation, now and forever. Amen.